Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, DLP president criticizes amendments to the Electric Light and Power Act. Government continues to meet all the targets set under the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Program. The Minister of Housing says a digital system is needed to determine the number of Barbadians applying for housing. And a 7.1 magnitude earthquake hits northern Philippines. I'm Carol Toppin, and your details just ahead. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, has criticized the recent amendment to the Electric Light and Power Act. Dr. Yearwood told Starcom Network News the rights of Barbadians are still being limited.
It is very disappointing that after pressure from the Democratic Labour Party, concerned citizens, energy, NGOs and Barbadians on the Parliament website on the original amendment to the Electric and Power Act, which was to limit consumer rights to object or express their concerns about any application for a license to supply electricity in Barbados, whether it was the Barbados Light and Power or another big company that wanted to generate electricity in Barbados, that the Motley administration, through Minister Simmons, went back to the drawing board with a new amendment that still limits the consumer rights of Barbadians.
He said the recent amendment to the Act seeks to further shut out Barbadians from being able to express concerns over new licenses for the supply of electricity.
Though the application will now be made public, the minister can make information in the application confidential and hide it from Barbadians. I cannot imagine what the minister would want to stop Barbadians from seeing in a public document for a public application to provide a public service to the people of Barbados. The newest amendment, like the old one, does a disservice to Barbadians, and we should continue to apply pressure to the government to withdraw this amendment.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. The Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Monitoring Committee reports that government continues to achieve all of its performance targets despite challenges posed by COVID-19 and other economic shocks. In its latest report, Tricia Tanis, co-chair of the BERT committee, said that the revised primary balance of negative 1.5 GDP and the growth in net international reserves are levels or above levels of the program's targets.
The continued severity of the impact of COVID-19, the continuing challenges with supply chain logistics globally, and further increasing oil prices coupled with limited GDP growth opportunities remain the principal risks to the program. The government of Barbados has been successful in meeting its obligations during the term of the extended fund facility, with modifications along the way to take account of the unexpected circumstances encountered. Significant progress has been made in a number of areas, but there are still a number of areas requiring additional focus and reform if the long-term goals of the program related to sustainability of debt are ultimately to be achieved.
The committee noted there are still areas the government needs to focus on in order to make progress towards the long-term goals.
One, continued analysis of the performance of priority state-owned enterprises, resulting in further targeted reform measures to reduce their dependence on government support, as transfers to these entities continue to be significant due to the structurally weak profitability and high operating costs. Secondly, the improvement in the governance and operational controls of government ministries and state-owned enterprises, including the financial reporting systems, so that reliable and timely information is available for decision-making and demonstrating to stakeholders the integrity of operations. This includes reporting performance through audit reports delivered on a regular and timely basis and follow-up action where discrepancies are noted. And thirdly, reform of the public pension arrangements to move towards a funded approach for new participants so that the growing demand on current revenue to meet retirement benefit obligations can be curtailed.
Tricia Tanis, co-chair of the BERT Monitoring Committee. Minister of Housing Dwight Sutherland says his ministry needs to digitize their database in order to quickly capture the number of people applying for houses in Barbados. He made the point yesterday during the debate on the resolution to approve 137 square meters of Crown lands for the purpose of developing new road access at Lancaster St. James. Mr. Sutherland said that the ministry still uses archaic methods to collect information and there's an urgent need for an upgrade.
We know very well that what we saw Saturday would tell us that we need more than 10,000 houses to really satisfy the demand in this country. And whether they're in income groups of less than 2,000 or between 2,000 to 5,000 or upper, we are now at NHC collating the data. And one would have wished that we would have utilized technology in a way that we can capture that data. And today, as I stand here, I will be able to tell you how many persons passed through that housing and mortgage fair on Saturday. But unfortunately, we are still utilizing the pen and paper, and it's my wish as Minister of Housing that as we move forward within the next few months, we will digitize our operations in a way that we can capture data real time.
The housing minister says the recent housing fair at Golden Square was a success.
Approximately 1,000 persons passed through National Housing Booth. That has nothing to do with persons who pass through the financial institutions. We're now working with them to collect that data. And I'm proud to report that the fair was indeed a success. And as we collect that 1,000 persons and seek to categorize them in lower, middle, and upper income categories, we will indeed tailor-made our housing solutions to suit each and every Barbadian to make housing affordable.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, says she's proud to see Barbadian culture making its way back into the community. The National Cultural Foundation hosted a folk concert in commemoration of the National Day of Significance and Cropover last evening at Golden Square Freedom Park. Speaking after the concert, Dr. Munro-Knight told Starcom Network News that the event attracted people of all ages.
What we did here at Golden Square was extremely significant and important. I mean, July 26th, we would have heard just a significant moment in our history. And we felt that it was important in the context of the season of emancipation to be able to just stop and have that moment when we kind of reflect and celebrate. And I want to say that importantly, what happened here as well, as we can see that generational mix, which was extremely important for us. The performances here and many of the folk chorale came out of the NCF community program in order to resuscitate as well folk singing again and make it modern and make it fresh. And so that you saw as well that twinning with the traditional as well as the modern. And again, it really reflects what we have been trying to do in the context of the season of emancipation.
She said the season of emancipation will provide the opportunity for Barbadians to reflect on their cultural identity.
The season of emancipation still has some time to go. We'll end on August 31st. It's that kind of fitting midpoint for all of Barbados to be able to have that reflection on how we've developed as a country, those pinpoints that allowed us to kind of define who we are. So I'm completely, completely satisfied with what we've been able to do in the context of the season of emancipation and Cropover. Everything doesn't, you know, will not happen perfectly, but I think that we've been able to provide some significant moments, and I look forward to that climax and to see people just enjoying the rest of Cropover.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. And finally, a strong earthquake shook northern Philippines, causing some damage and prompting people to flee buildings in the capital. Officials said no casualties were immediately reported. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported that the 7.3 magnitude quake was centered around Abraq province in the mountainous area, and several aftershocks have followed. The institute said the quake was set off by movement in a local fault at the depth of 25 kilometers, and damage and more aftershocks are to be expected. Recapping the headlines, the DLP president criticizes proposed amendments to the Electric Power Act. Government continues to meet all the targets set under the BERT program. The Minister of Housing says a digital system is needed to determine the number of Barbadians applying for houses. And a 7.3 magnitude earthquake hits the northern Philippines. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.